Hello, and welcome to Articulated Thought. I am your host, Colin, and today I'm going to be talking about romanticizing your life and the benefits that it's had for me. So, as always, when I use a word, I'm going to look up the etymology. So, romanticizing is just has a roots in romantic, but I found this etymology pretty interesting. So, romantic is from the 1650s of the nature of literary romance. A romance, oblique, verse, narrative. So it has a lot to do with actually how you write about a romantic relationship. It's basically the opposite. It's like opposed to classical style since 1812 and music from 1885, meaning characteristic of ideal love affair, such as usually formed. The subject of literary romance is from the 1660s, meaning having a love affair as a theme. Okay, so the reason that I'm bringing this up today, and it doesn't have anything to do with a woman or a man that I'm in love with, but it actually has to do with my life in general. So the way that I've been starting every morning is by creating this atmosphere in my room. I have a diffuser. I put some really delicious smells, sometimes honeysuckle, sometimes lavender. I have a little library nook that I read in, and I go and make coffee. I stretch in the morning, and I meditate right when I wake up. Like before I even get out of bed, I have my headphones and my burner phone next to me. It's not my actual phone. It's just one that I have all my music on Spotify downloaded. And I meditate, and then I get up, I stretch for a little bit, I make my bed, and I go make coffee, and I come and I read my book with a diffuser going and some classical music, and it literally feels like a scene from a movie. And every morning, I am looking forward to getting up in the morning because of these things that I'm doing. And I can't advise you to do anything, but it has made my life significantly better. Sometimes I read too long, not gonna lie. Sometimes I read for about 4 hours, and then it becomes like 10 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just, I have a lot of things to do, and then I have to rush. So, regardless, it doesn't matter. The reason I'm bringing this up today is because not only have I been romanticizing my life in the ways that I just described, I'm actually romanticizing death also. So, I use the awareness that I am going to die and things are going to change as a way to really enjoy my life and really absorb every moment in my life. And just thinking about death has caused me to make these scenarios in my life so that it feels like I'm in a movie or something. And honestly, it's one of the best things I've ever done. So, for your own sake, for the way that you are existing, find a way for you to have some time for yourself to romanticize these things and to make an atmosphere for yourself that really makes you comfortable. It has allowed me time of inspiration. It has allowed me time to work out and to really enjoy the rest of my day. So I would say all of that is kind of essential for me personally to like set the grounds for the rest of the day. I usually get up at around 6, 6:30, sometimes 7 when I'm sleeping in. And by noon, I'm already done with everything. I've already showered. I've already done everything that I need to do so that I can start my day really strong. And then I will spend the next like 6 or 7 hours working or writing or studying or whatever it is that my day calls for. And by 7 or 8 p.m., I go on a walk. And the walk is pretty romantic for me. I always have my really nice headphones and I listen to a podcast and I learn for this podcast. Actually, this podcast has been part of my romanticizing because it's honestly made it so I'm like about 10 times more curious about everything. And so just setting your day up like that, I've never done that in my life. It's my romantic ideals have always involved another person or a drug. I used to romanticize about weed, and it was I used to romanticize about different kinds of drugs, and that honestly was a lot less healthy than my romanticizing right now. But it gets me up in the day. It gets me up in the morning and just gets, I'm really excited to get up, and it's like I don't want to just stay in bed. I pop up. I pop up after I meditate. I make sure that I have a barrier. That's why I meditate when I'm still in bed. But I have this barrier of like a half sleep, half wake state that I get to just indulge in laying in my bed. But there's an intention behind it. So I'll end this session. I know it's a little bit shorter, but I had a practice with my therapist yesterday where I had basically staying still or chill. I had the word chill in my left hand and I had grow in my right hand. Now my right hand is my dominant hand, but it's even more than that for me. It feels like if my right hand feels like my creation vessel, like it's the thing that I can create with the most. But I mean, it's obviously, it's like an extension of my mind. My left hand does not feel like that. It feels like my supporter. And so the exercise was actually very synchronistic in the sense where my left hand is the one that wants to chill and just relax. And then my right hand is the one that wants to grow constantly. And so I'm personally, since I am not an addict anymore, I have romanticized growing up. I've romanticized growing in different ways, and I've resolved certain practices that I feel like are growing and certain practices that are like relaxing or chilling. And obviously, this is vastly different from when I was smoking weed all the time or doing other drugs, but when I started reading again, just like really avidly, I resolved reading as chilling, but now it feels like growing and it feels important. It feels like I have to do it. And so that's why it's part of my romantic, frame of mind. And, so I really implore you to find a way to romanticize whatever it is that would help you grow, because that's what's helped me the most. I romanticize working out. I romanticize eating well. I romanticize hanging out with my family. Everything about this in life has really helped me move forward, and I hope it helps you. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you. Take care.